Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good today, and it's always nice to start with good news because your cover story this week is another major construction project in Las Cruces, and we're kind of used to this because we've been talking a lot about construction projects even during this recession. But if you go to, and I shouldn't use the word anymore, I guess, because we're in the recovery officially. So now we're in the recovery. But, you know, we take this for granted. But if you go around to other places around the country and you talk to folks, sometimes they'll tell you, we haven't had anything built in the last couple of years. So this really is significant. And this is a big project that you're talking about, multi-million dollar project.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, the subcontractors and stuff are still hurting, but there are some jobs here, like you said, compared to other places that are just, you know, completely sitting still. We're seeing a few things, and this will be really nice. They're going to try to use as many Cruces subs and local people as possible. But anyway, it's called Haciendas at Grace Village. It's out off of Sonoma that way, Corte Dios, which is basically a dirt road right now, which is kind of giving it airs to even call it a dirt road. It's a little dirt area. But that's off of Morningstar out there. And it's going to be a assisted living center specializing in Alzheimer's disease and dementia care of people. And they've just recently broke ground, and construction is supposed to start even this week with an eye on opening maybe as early as September or October. It's going to be a $6.6 million assisted living facility. And it'll have 48 beds, and it's on 11 acres, and it is getting started. It's the people who are – the developer is local. It's Circle 7 Development, Gary Coppedge. A lot of people might know him, a developer here in town. He has his offices down in Mesilla, actually, and he's getting that started. It's something he's been thinking about for multiple years here. They've been really serious about it for, say, about 2 years, really planning – been a lot of traveling all across the country to study what's the latest on, you know, assisted living care and dementia care and everything. And so hopefully it'll be going concern here and it'll be another new facility.
Yeah, and certainly something most needed, not only in this area, but all around the country with the aging population. And certainly we've seen in this area an influx of senior citizens. So we're going to probably see more and more assisted living centers, nursing facilities, and places like this that have a special expertise in dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia care, something much needed, and people, you know, may again take for granted certain things in their own community. But these things, when you really need them for yourself or for a family member, they can be lifesavers.
Yeah, they sure can. And, you know, we do have assisted living places, some really good places here in town. But like you said, as we grow and we continue to be a retirement location, this will be something that's going to be needed. And, you know, Las Cruces is continuing to become a regional health center. Sometimes places you had to go to Tucson or Dallas or Albuquerque for care, you're getting a lot more of that here in Cruces. So this is another sign of that.
Hopefully students who are thinking about what do I take in college are listening right now. Healthcare.
Well,
there's where the jobs
really
are.
Grow this next decade too.
Absolutely.
Registered nursing.
That's right. Registered nurses. That is very much in demand. All right. In the profile this week, you have a couple who chose a different field, not healthcare. They had a long time dream of owning their own jewelry store, and this is a dream that came true last year.
Yeah, Timothy and Gail Baccarat, they've been together for 38 years, and they've worked in that business for a long, long time. And they always wanted to own their own jewelry store. Well, finally last year they took the plunge, and they own one. It's over on Roadrunner, South Roadrunner Parkway, right near where Steinbord's offices are, in that plaza where there's a Japanese restaurant. It's in there. So they've started that up, and they designed a lot of their own jewelry, and happy as clams to be finally doing this, finally in charge of their own place. You know, sometimes I think people are crazy who want to own a store after I see what goes into it and all the hard work and
incredible,
you know how much you're stuck there. But they do all kind of stuff. They have a laser welder, and they have a gemologist who works there, and I know they buy gold and things like that too. But and they like to be very creative, and sell their work, too.
All right. In what's new this week, some new businesses and I guess some updates on businesses that will be coming.
Yeah, Los Mariachis down in Mesilla has been there for a while. It's a restaurant. And several months ago, I reported that they were building a new facility up on Valley, and they would move to that facility. Well, it looks like it's getting really close. By the end of this month, they hope to be in there. It's right across from the government complex, which is 845 North Motel Boulevard, which would be a good location to be there for get a lot of that lunch crowd. They will be closing their Avenue de Mesilla location, and so this won't be a second location. It'll just be a new location. And, you know, they're a Mexican restaurant. They've been around for a while. They've got a devoted following, and now people just have to follow them up the road a little bit. So they're hoping by the end of February. Don't have an exact date yet. Loman Endoscopy Center, which is at 4381 Loman Avenue, which is sort of in that little facility of commercial places right before you get to the plaza that has, what's in there? Used to be, I keep wanting to say Lorenzo's, but there's a Mexican restaurant in there now and a Covenant Healthcare Clinic. So right before you get to the Roadrunner extension, they've had a ribbon cutting. They have a facility they started up there last year. And CVS, nothing really new. I just thought it was time to sort of update. They're underway there at the corner of Elks and North Main, sort of catty corner across from Walgreens, which will be their competition. And they've got actually some walls up and a building. Looks like it's a going concern. And so they're still saying second half of the year, late summer, which I would guess was July 1st on sometime. So if everything holds the standard, but that's what they're doing. But they still, you know, they plan to have a drive-through pharmacy, and they will have a liquor license and everything. So hopefully sometime this year, sooner rather than later, we'll have that new CVS up and running.
All right. And finally, in the Babbling Brook this week, I see you have an interesting connection, between a magazine cover and Wall Street. You know, this sounds like a ratings ploy to me. Not from us, but from where this originated.
If it was a ratings ploy, I would have put a photo of the swimsuit. Well, actually, I did. Never mind.
Where this originated was CNBC, right?
That's right. This is all news, hard news. CNBC has done a study where to see how the stock market has performed each year, whether there was a blonde on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or a brunette. And the evidence really clearly shows that blondes have done a lot better. The Dow Jones is up like 10%. And the S&P is up 10.9% for a year whenever a blonde graces the cover. With brunettes, they're up just a little bit, like 2.2%. It's just a fun thing. Obviously, it has nothing to do with how the stock market does, but it's fun to look at those kind of things.
Oh, those cable TV folks. When you have 24 hours to fill, what happens, huh?
Exactly. Got to find filler. And then I got to find something to write about. So that's a good excuse.
So it helps you out, Brooke. Great.
Right. Maybe we're writing this off too quick. Maybe there is a connection. I don't know.
Just don't dye your hair blonde on me, okay?
Good.
All right. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor of the Las Cruces Sun News. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.